Welcome to Health and Longevity. I'm Dr. John Westerdahl. On today's program, we will discuss the nutritional benefits of whole grains for health and longevity. We will talk with Dr. Patrick Finney, Ph.D. Dr. Finney is Senior Scientist and Vice President of New Product Innovation for the Roman Meal Company. But before we get into today's exciting topic, let's hear the latest research and news affecting our health and longevity today. Lung cancer kills so many cigarette smokers that many people mistakenly believe that non-smokers don't develop it. The facts are that lung cancer kills about 24,000 non-smokers each year in the United States, making it among the top 10 most lethal cancers in the United States. Additionally, lung cancer in people who've never smoked is on the rise. In the U.S., 17.5% of lung cancers occur in this group, and among women, the figure is even higher. In some areas of the world, such as Southeast Asia, as many as 50% of female lung cancer cases are found in women that have never smoked. What is particularly regrettable is that many of these non-smokers are victimized by secondhand smoke, a carcinogen that is forcibly exposed to in early life. The carnage caused by secondhand smoke, which adds up to millions of disabled and dead innocent Americans, is one of the greatest medical travesties of the past 100 years. The dangers of secondhand smoke are still not fully appreciated as millions of children are exposed each year in the home environment while society prioritizes far less important issues. Well, here's a study that shows that insufficient sleep can make our genes less active. Recent research conducted at the University of Surrey, England, and published by Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences has revealed that insufficient sleep, less than 6 hours a night, affects the activity of over 700 of our genes. Insufficient sleep and the circadian rhythm disruption are associated with negative health outcomes, including obesity, cardiovascular disease, and cognitive impairment, but the mechanisms involved remain largely unexplored. In order to study this process, 26 participants were exposed to 1 week of insufficient sleep. That amounted to 5.7 hours per 24 hours. And 1 week of sufficient sleep. That is 8.5 hours of sleep per 24 hours. Immediately following each condition, 10 whole blood RNA samples were collected from each participant while controlling for the effects of light, activity, and food during a period of total sleep deprivation. The data showed that 1 week of insufficient sleep alters gene expression in human blood cells, reduces amplitude of circadian rhythm in gene expression, and intensifies the effects of subsequent acute total sleep loss on gene expression. We'll be right back after this short break. And our question for today is, I heard that animal proteins cause the loss of calcium. Well, you know, the higher the intake of meat, eggs, and dairy, the higher the rate of osteoporosis-related hip fractures despite high calcium intake. Diets high in animal protein actually force calcium to be excreted from the body, and that calcium is taken from the bones. Dr. Mark Messina, a former researcher at the National Cancer Institute, and his dietitian wife, Virginia, have written an excellent book called The Vegetarian Way, where they provide extensive data on how diets high in animal protein causes calcium to be lost consistently, leading to a negative calcium balance. They cite several studies that show how diets with meat produce greater calcium losses than vegetarian diets, and lacto-ovo-vegetarian diets produce greater calcium losses than vegan diets. So avoiding animal proteins and replacing it with vegetable protein can be very important in preventing osteoporosis. Our special guest today on Health and Longevity is Dr. Patrick Finney, Ph.D. Driven by an intense interest in science and human nutrition, Dr. Patrick Finney has committed his life to understanding and advancing human health. Dr. Finney draws from cross-cultural experience, including a 2-year research project in India and teaching as a Peace Corps volunteer in Iran, as well as extensive on-the-job and educational endeavors to round out his career experience. He researched cereal science and nutrition at Washington State University's Western Wheat Quality Laboratory. In early 2003, Dr. Finney joined Roman Meal Company as Senior Scientist and Vice President of Product Innovation, where he continues his lifelong commitment to whole grain nutrition and production of 100% whole grain foods. And as a result of his interest in whole grains, he has been nicknamed Dr. Whole Grains. Well, Dr. Finney, thank you for being with us today. Well, you have had quite a career in studying whole grains, and I think let's start with the very basics, because in today's world where we have such alarming amounts of refined grain products and sugars and refined junk foods out there, let's get to the basics. What really is a whole grain? Sure. Now, let's go on what happens when they go through the refining process of the whole grain. What goes on there? Now, what percentage of these nutrients are actually lost during that refining process? I know that can vary from grain to grain. I agree. I really do. Now, let's talk about the health benefits of eating whole grains in our diet. Why do we need them? What are, you know, some of the unique phytochemicals and some of these unique things that we find in whole grains that are so important to our health? Yes. Right. Right. And as we're eating those whole grains, we find, as you said, preventing cancers, heart disease, all these other problems that we have in Western cultures today, who eat refined foods. By eating the refined ones, they promote some of those diseases, correct? Okay. Yes. Right. Sure.
Sure. Right. Right. Right.
How do you recommend to people listening today to get more whole grains in their diet every day? Right. Right. And they have that seal now on a lot of food products, the whole grain stamp. Okay. Right. Now, Dr. Finney, you are chief scientist and work in research and development for the Roman Meal Company. By the way, congratulations. You have a 100th anniversary this 2012. Tell us a little bit about the Roman Meal Company, how that came about. Yes. Yes. Well, Dr. Finney, I want to thank you so much for being with us today on the program. And for those that want to learn more about Roman millet, because I know on your website you have information and recipes and so forth about whole grains. What would you suggest for your website? Yes. And that's at romanmeal.com. Okay. Well, thank you so much for being with us today. Okay. Thank you. That's all for this week. Until our next broadcast, this is Dr. John Westerdahl wishing you the best of health and longevity.